Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 1 p.m. Beautiful day out there. Who's a fan of the wind? Show of hands.
Wind?
Wind.
Oh, I love the wind.
Oh, wind is so much better than stagnant air.
I don't like wind.
So much better.
It always irritates me when it's 20 and then it's windy, but it's never windy when it's hot. So I'm happy about today.
Yeah,
this is good.
Today is good.
This is good. Although the humidity is really coming, which I don't care for.
It was humid this morning.
We have to think about that right now.
Well, and I think we do, man.
I think we do. It's
you need to get prepared.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That's why I stay inside.
I know.
He's an indoor cat.
I can control that humidity.
He's like a museum piece. He just
moves
from one 60-degree environment to another.
Cool, but not too cold.
Preferably
not too much light.
He's like a new bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. A museum is about the perfect temperature, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Like a live in a museum.
Mm, they got to control humidity in there.
That's right.
Otherwise, it messes up all the...
The paintings.
Artifacts.
The artifacts. Yep. You're right.
About a fun fact that leads to something kind of philosophic. Fun fact, 30 years ago, there were 2,500 Kmart stores. Now there are 5. And I'm wondering...
There are still 5? I didn't know that was a thing.
So I'm old enough to remember Kmart every Friday night, the blue light special, and there is no Amazon or anything like that. You guys, even the youngest among us, are old enough to remember, like, you know, whatever yours was, Venture. There's still obviously Targets, but would we be better off? I know we can't go back, but maybe in the future, were we better off when things were simpler and you went to Kmart and people worked at Kmart and you bought things and you brought it home, as opposed to this super convenient, you know, I get Amazons almost every day. So I can, like you, Rach, I can complain about Amazon, I can bitch and moan, but I use them all the time. But I still lament and yearn for the days of the old-fashioned just, oh, I need to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I need to go to Kmart. Who wants McDonald's? Well, we better all get in the car and go. You know what I mean?
It's exactly the same as the conversation we had the other day about the smartphone, that we'd probably be better off without them, but I ain't giving it up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to not have it, but I also recognize that maybe we would be, in a lot of respects, just better off not being able to have everything at your fingertips all the time. And yeah, I love the, you know, the process of going to a store, looking for a thing that you want, and then bringing it home. And not always being instantly gratified, I think it teaches you to have some patience, I think.
If I could snap my fingers and just change, not our ages or anything, we're still here, we're doing this, but snap my fingers and go back to the technological environment of the early 1990s, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I would too.
In a heartbeat.
And if I would have my memory of this, I'm sure I would miss it, you know, when I'm pulling out a Rand McNally map and trying to find something.
Right.
But I think overall I would too.
There is one thing, though, I do not miss, and that is calling somebody's house, and if they live with somebody else, having to potentially speak to that person first.
Yeah.
Or if you want to leave
I changed my mind. Let's not go back.
You're
right.
Not
like,
bad.
I don't want to. I hate it. Or
yeah, it's bad.
If you want to, like, they have a roommate or whatever, and or you want to leave a voicemail, which was, what do we call it? I can't even remember what we called it.
Answering machine?
Answering machine? Like on the
message,
answering machine.
A message? We just called it a message.
We called it a message. So if you want to leave a message, other people would hear it.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah. What are you saying in your messages?
Don't worry about what I'm saying.
Yeah. He's got some stuff to hide on the phone.
No kidding.
Don't worry about it.
His whole complaint, he doesn't mind social media and an invasion of privacy so long as no one can hear the messages I'm leaving.
Mrs. Johnson.
Hey, I just want to let you know it's not ringworm. So
I will just say, because one thing I really resent is being available. I hate, because everyone knows you can get a hold of me if you have to. So they're like, well, if Amy's not responding, it's because she's choosing not to. Because all of us have our phones with us all the time. All the time. And I don't like that, because you just can't separate
your
life at all.
You miss being unreachable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I that's one of my favorite things about the mountains is I send a message. There'll be no Wi-Fi, no service, and I love it.
My very best friends will let me know and I will let them know. Like, I have really close friends, not acquaintances, really close friends who I may take 2 days to get back to. But they know that if they need me right then, they can say, hey, this is important. And I feel the same way. It's like my buddy Scott, one of my very best friends, going out to his place in Keystone. And I texted him, didn't get back from me for a couple of days. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that sounds great. Let's get dinner. Yeah. I couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that sometimes. I'm usually pretty good about at least the day of getting back to you.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. Don't you start. I'm pretty good about that. I think the best thing you can do to sort of unplug now is, this is what I do. So everybody knows you're reachable at all times because everybody knows you have your cell phone. But I turn off the read receipts. You know how you can look and see if somebody's read your text message? I have the ability to turn off whether or not they've seen if I've looked at their text.
Yeah, why would you that. Ever have those on?
People have them on all the time.
I don't understand that at all.
That's a whole thing. Hey, you left me on read my text and didn't respond to me. That's who would want that?
Well, you can also assume if you text somebody 4 days ago and they haven't gotten back to you, they've probably looked at their phone once since then, whether you have the read confirmation at all. It's like, well, you saw that I texted you.
The genius of Phoebe Glover is she is not good at getting back in a timely manner. And we confronted her about it. And she said, non-ironically, this was her excuse. I see every text and I answer it mentally in my mind.
I do that too.
I do that. No, I actually do. I will think a response like, haha, yeah, as if I would go to that thing, as if, and then I'll think like, well, respond to that.
Do you know what happened to me? If I see a text message, like let's say somebody texts early and I wake up and look at the text and then I go back to sleep for a little bit longer. In my mind, I have difficulty going back to sleep. Because I'm thinking about responding. And what I'm going to say in my response.
I
don't know if I'm dreaming
it.
I agree with you. But that's what I do.
But then
yeah,
it's like, if it's like, and late at night, 10 p.m. is late at night for me. And if someone texts me, and if I text them back, I'm inviting a third text. You can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you mean.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Nobody needs that.
No.
Want to hear something cute about Andrew? He was at the ball game with his dad, and they're doing the thing where the ball goes under the hat.
So it's the, you know, the bald swap thing.
Yeah, on the video screen.
Yeah, and I was complaining to my dad. I was like, this is, it's stupid because it used to be so hard, and now it's like so easy. I've like never gotten one of these wrong. He was like, you know, those are for like 5-year-olds, right? Like those are for like kindergarten children. And I was like, well, you know, they play it on the screen for everybody.
Your dad roasted you.
Yeah. He was like, I think those are for like little kids, right? And I was like, well, I'm just saying they could have like a separate one with some challenge for the grownups. I'd win that every time.
We're at Disney. And Phoebe was, gosh, 5, 6 at the most. And there's this one part of Disney where it's sort of like a big carnival, and they had whack-a-mole, and she really, really wanted this one stuffed animal. So I was playing against a bunch of kids, and I was crushing them. And finally, when the dad goes, okay, seriously, dude, and I'm just like...
Don't let up.
You go into dad mode.
You
need to do.
You should work a little harder.
That's right. Don't let up.
You know what else drives me crazy? When they give away the vacations at baseball games, like, you know, they have the little, you know, they get somebody and they play the game with them of like a trivia thing. And it's always like, what country is Texas in for the whole vacation? And the people are like, I'm not really sure about this.
Boy, you're really down on the whole thing, aren't you?
I whenever they play the stuff on the screen.
What would you expect them to, Marie Curie was born in.
Well, but then it's like the people like don't know it and then they get it wrong and they lose the vacation or whatever. And I'm like, I would have gotten
Yeah, those dumb Cardinal fans.
I would have gotten it right.
A Roth IRA.
Do you know what it is,
though?
Well,
that one I wouldn't have gotten right.
It could be.
I don't know what that is.
Sometimes people just freeze.
Yeah,
something they know the answer. They freeze. It's like, hey, name one player on the Cardinals, and you know everybody's watching you, and you're like, I know, but I don't know. I can't tell you.
My mom always says if she's put on the spot, she's like, I can't tell you my own name. She just completely freezes.
I'm like that with our games. That's why I always host, because I brain fart, and then I get mad, then I get bitchy, and then these guys tell me I can't play for a year.
The games we play are way harder than you expect, because you think like, all right, this is going to be easy. Because I don't try to make them, I make most of them, and I don't try to make them, like, super hard. Mm-hmm. I try to, you know, make it so everybody can have a good time and get answers right and stuff.
Well, don't admit to that because you play the games.
Well, I don't look at the, like, you know what I mean. Like, Pyramid I don't play.
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah.
true. I'm thinking of Half-Wits because we've been playing Half-Wits.
No, that I just pull off the, that I just pull off the internet. But Pyramid I make,
Pyramid,
bespoke.
I'm really good at it, but only if I go into this persona that I don't try to do, mm-hmm. but it's like I'm trying out for the chorus line in 1992.
Yeah, it's Broadway Dave.
Yeah, Broadway Dave.
Yeah.
Very Broadway showy, Dave. Very flamboyant.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, if he's trying to get you to guess...
Telephone.
Yeah, if he's trying to get you to guess telephone, he will go like, yes, hello.
Yeah, a lot of like hands on the hips action.
It's,
yeah.
it's true. And I don't do it for effect. I
One
do
of them
it
was
it works.
Like Playground Games, and it was Red Rover, and he was like, send Rachel right over. And she was like, I guess Red Rover?
That's so cute. You guys are cute.
We are.
We're a cute bunch, aren't
I think
we?
All of you are cute.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's not. You guys are, though.
No, Kevin's not. Oh, and that's cute. How he wants it.
Wheels is like a fifth grader. Like,
actually, yeah.
Like
I
some
was
of
just
the things,
defending him.
Yeah, he is kind of
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, I don't mean that in like a derogatory
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Like, he's just cute. Like, how much he loves all the things he loves.
I was defending him to a friend who was like, so Wheeler's a real know-it-all a-hole, isn't he? And I said, yes, he is.
But he's not an a-hole.
But he's just passionate.
Sweet. He's like, yeah. you almost have to see him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the more riled up he gets, when you call him on it, he giggles like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like he knows he gets it.
Mm-hmm. But he also, like he, you just, like Rachel said, like he's cute in the way like a little kid is cute.
Yeah. There's like, absolutely there's no malice.
A little know-it-all kid.
Yes, there's, that is a great thing from Ranji here. There's no malice at all. He's just like, well, you know, you should try being right then. If you think I'm a know-it-all, why don't you try knowing more than me then?
You ever had Mike Elam on the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last night,
yeah.
Mike Elam and Wheeler went at it during the Think Tank.
What?
Yeah. That was a couple of big, full-throated men.
Oh.
So I guess what you're saying is, well, I guess what you're saying is this.
Two very skilled arguers just going at each other.
Like it's like fighting with bowling balls.
Yeah.
So who won?
It was. I would say it was a draw.
They both
have such different views. It was about immigration, and Mike's all about there's no good illegal person here. Like I'm not saying that they're bad people. It's just that if you're not legal, you shouldn't be here, and I don't care what else you're offering. And Wheels was trying to be a little more textured, and it just wasn't going well.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Covered some ground.
Mm.
123 DGS. So, Aim, this one's a bit for you since you were homeschooled, but I don't know if you guys were listening to Total Information AM this morning before your show, but Debbie did a really interesting topic. I know nothing about homeschooling. I have no problem with homeschooling. I've never met a dumb homeschooled person. But in Illinois, there are zero regulations. Absolutely zero. As in, if we have a child, we never have to enroll them. We never have to get them immunized. And if we do enroll them, we can take them out at any time and simply say we're going to homeschool them. We don't have to have training. We don't have to have a curriculum. We don't have to have an association. You don't have to have a high school diploma. You don't have to have a GED. You can simply bring your kid home. And if we want what you want to do is nothing, you can do nothing.
Yeah, I think I would generally call that good homeschool rules, which is funny because good homeschool rules is few homeschool rules. I don't know the exact rules in Illinois. I remember knowing Missouri and Illinois had good homeschool rules primarily because they were the same rules that guided all the Catholic schools. We fall under that.
Flesh that out.
Because, like, you don't have to be an accredited teacher. Neither did the nuns and priests that were teaching.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Different immunizations, right? That's a private school. They can decide what it is. They pick their own curriculum. They don't have to run through the state. We have that. Now, the one thing we do have to do, or did have to do, we had to keep logs of hours and logs of subjects and how long we spent on the subjects. And I'm pretty sure my mom held on to those for 30 years, which was hilarious. I'm like, Mom, I'm 35. I think we can get rid of those. Yeah. And should the DFS come knocking? Because when I started homeschooling, it was the end of the pioneers of homeschooling. Not in our country's history, because, of course, like back in the day, everybody homeschooled. But I mean, late 70s into the 80s, people didn't know what it was. But what's homeschool? When I grew up, people would say, where do you go to school? I would say I homeschool. Where's that? What's that? And I was always explaining what that was. Now, the latest census shows, and no, this has nothing to do with COVID because that wasn't homeschooling. That was a horrible hybrid where people were forced to look at screens. That's not homeschooling. But not that, not counting all of that. The latest census showed that 11% of households with a school-aged child had at least one homeschooled student. And so everybody knows what it is now. And in general, yeah, you want it to be pretty... you don't want it to be overly regulated. For instance, when I was a kid in California, they were like, well, you can homeschool, but the rule is you have to have an accredited teacher in the house. That pretty much effectively outlaws homeschooling because most homeschool moms are not accredited teachers. And so that was just one way where they're always trying to kind of clamp down on the rules. I had a friend who moved to Pennsylvania. Maybe it's different now, but you had to use the public school books and then you had to like mail them in. Right. So there's that. But in general, yeah, I mean, with homeschooling, you have to be able to keep records and have grades. And if you are terrible at it and the kids don't work hard, joke's on you. Your kid's not going anywhere. Yeah. Right. So
I would be fine with that. If in Illinois, the rule was you don't have to do anything except keep the records, because what I fear are, because I'm from Illinois, right, Chris? I fear the really bad Illinois parent who just goes, you can just stay home and eat bologna sandwiches. You know, you're I don't care. I clearly don't care. You're not going to learn anything. But even if you have to keep fake records, you might as well keep the real records.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I mean... Look at the story that just came out of the Post-Dispatch. So what, 17% of kids in St. Louis public schools are at reading level?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. My guess is the homeschool number is better than that.
And it's the fastest growing type of education in the country. Mm-hmm.
And religion's now only like the seventh reason why. It's quality of education, bullying, school districts, and being able to accommodate learning disabilities or learning needs.
Did you get bullied at home? Welcome back, guys. DG Asun KMOX. Gorgeous day outside. We have a special celebrity guest. Trish Gazelle is here.
Yay.
Oh, hi, Trish.
DG and the S and the other people.
DG and the S. I like it. Dave Glover in the show. That's good. Wow. I have people introduce me sometimes. They'll be like, this is Dave from the DGS show. I'm like, actually not.
Like ATM machine.
Would you guys like to talk about something serious, an LGBT topic, or would you like to talk about music?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
well, sorry, Trish is here.
I mean,
let's do that.
You can't really answer in the right way, though, on that.
Yeah, like I don't want to talk.
Let's depress everyone.
So, Ranker, do you guys ever go to Ranker?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use it for Sweet 16 a lot, where it's just what it sounds like. They take anything in the world, they rank it, and they did the top 100 albums of all time. I have the top 20 here. Then they went to their people and said, you tell us what we got wrong. So the people re-ranked everything. Mm-hmm. So you want to hear?
I think that, wasn't that Apple's list?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, it was Apple's list, and then the people didn't like it. And, yeah, sorry.
Thank
not
you.
To correct the host while
no,
I'm,
not at
I'm
all.
The guest.
Good, good to have you back.
I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds familiar.
We fell right into the old routine.
Actually.
I keep saying that wrong. See, the S usually lets those things go by. They're like, let DG be DG.
Not the S anymore.
Okay, so at number 20, it used to be number one, Revolver by the Beatles. The Downward Spiral, Nine Inch Nails, never heard it. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Goodbye.
Wait, what number is that?
18.
Okay.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Elton John.
Good album.
Pet Sounds, The Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust. 14, Back in Black. Master of Puppets by Metallica. Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced? Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life. London Calling, The Clash. Hotel California, Nevermind. What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Purple Rain by Prince. Top 5. Thriller, Rumors, Led Zeppelin 2, Dark Side of the Moon, and number one, Abbey Road.
Hmm. Interesting, because didn't Rolling Stone do this? They ranked the top 100, and Pet Sounds was one, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was two.
Yeah, Sgt. Pepper's isn't even in the top 20.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so subjective, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they come out with these lists, and then people start bitching, and then they come out with another list, and it's like, Just listen to what you want to listen to.
Why is it? I think we all know this is true anecdotally and even from studies. But why do you think it is that we, our musical tastes solidify so early in life?
It's probably the same reason your fashion does, too. Which I don't.
Looking right at me.
Yeah. I think we all kind of do it to an extent, probably. You get a look, and that's what your look is. You find something comfortable to you, and you think, okay, I'm good. I got it now. And then you run with that for the rest of your life.
Really?
I think it's comfort.
I feel like I didn't find my fashion style. Yeah, this is it. But until like my 30s. Like I had different, trying to figure out what do I like. Because, you know, you would buy clothes and think, okay, this is what I like. You get it home, you put it on. No, this isn't it.
But I think they say for fashion, it's different for men than it is for women. Yeah. Like guys just find something and stick with it.
It's when you get married. Mm-hmm. For a man, it's when you get married. Whatever you're wearing at that time, that's what you just keep wearing.
That's it, because you stop trying.
Stop trying.
Yeah.
But back to music, don't you think, too, it's kind of what your parents listen to or what your siblings listen to, like the sounds you're comfortable with or familiar with, and then you kind of branch out from there and find your own thing or your young friends, like what's hot at the time. I mean, I still have albums I listen to because of my parents. Like, nobody here probably would listen to it or any of my friends, but I do.
I think there's also like the emotional aspect of you do become embedded in that, like your late teens, your early 20s. It's like the best time of your life. And you have such high emotions when you're listening to these songs.
A lot of nostalgia in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You could play like, you know, pick a song from the 80s and I can take you back where I was and what was happening and what friend group was there, or even the 90s too in college.
And conversely, don't you hate it when a favorite artist or album is ruined because of like a breakup or a bad moment in time? Because music is so charged with emotion and memories, it brings you back, that if you're like, well, rats, now I can't listen to this person
anymore.
Well,
it was almost like when you broke up with somebody when you were younger, you would put a sad song on. So you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so, like, you would torture yourself and want to listen to sad songs. It doesn't make any sense.
I asked a girl to the South Roxana homecoming in sixth grade and she said no. Oh. And I put on Love Hurts followed by Now You're Messing with the Son of a Bitch.
Well, yeah.
Dude.
I'm 11
years
old.
Revving yourself up, like talking yourself out of the pain.
I told Brad Wells, the police chief in Woodruff, I'm like, I'm going anyway. I'm going anyway, and I'm looking good.
Did you go?
She's going to rue the day.
Playing the quarter machines.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah.
Did Hell she notice? Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys had homecoming in sixth grade?
No. The carnival.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We called it a homecoming.
Okay, like your school picnic?
No, like a carnival.
Okay.
You guys familiar with carnivals?
No. Yeah. We call it a school picnic.
You guys don't have, like, they had rides and games.
Yeah, school picnic.
The bolts fell out.
Yeah, of course. You shouldn't have rode any of the rides.
Oh,
no.
My God.
There.
Thinking back on the people who ran the rides and what they looked like at that time, it was like, why did my parents ever let me? And they just gave you a book of tickets and were like, go. And they didn't see you for 4 hours.
Go have that wobbly machine spin you as fast as you can.
They're the same machines, I think.
We grew up very differently, Trish. Your parents gave you a whole bunch of tickets and let you go. I was literally crawling on my hands and knees.
trying to find
quarters at the beer tent because the people were all drunk and I had become addicted to the quarter machine.
Oh. Well, Trisha grew up rich.
Yep.
Trish, you're not lit. Yeah. Loaded with all those tickets.
You got one buck.
I didn't get all those tickets.
You got to make it last.
A dollar?
Were you allowed? Did they have carnivals in Granite
City? Yeah, hell, man. What are you talking about?
Where do you think all the carnies come from?
Wilson Park, man. Every year.
Yeah.
I think they still do.
You're making that up.
No, come on. Why would I lie about the
I've been there.
Park District? You have?
I played there back when I had a Christian band. Yeah.
At the Wilson Park
skating rink.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bet that went over well.
Well, the kids weren't skating.
Play Freebird. What? What is that?
And that's why Jesus judging you right now.
Is that the park district where you worked?
Yeah.
He was a park guy.
Park ranger.
Park ranger?
What are you about to say park ranger? No, we used to put the baseball fields, get them ready for play
you
that
Weaver
night.
Had the same job.
Yeah, and then I would umpire that night.
Isn't there a kid that you hated?
Oh, yeah. I remember his name, too.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, Dotson. I can't say it.
Why? Well, what did he do to bug you?
I was like 16 and he was, I don't know, 11, and I wanted to murder this kid.
Oh my God.
I wanted to kill him.
How can you hate an 11-year-old?
He was awful. And I heard later.
That's kind of evil.
Later, what's an 11-year-old doing working? Yeah.
Dude, well, he wasn't working. So this was, I did, my very first job was this summer camp kind of thing. It was like a cheap and or free place for kids to people to drop their kids off and then go to work.
You sound well suited for it.
Yeah, so I did that. I think this is why I hate children. So this one kid, I remember his first and last name. And I heard that he went to jail later. And I said, of course he did, because that kid sucked. Hated this kid.
Like, give an example of what he did to make you hate him so much.
Just say he sucked.
Look, I have a visceral reaction when I think of this kid. I can't remember any specifics, but I know I hated him.
He was probably cooler than him. And like,
no, yeah, sounds like you were the problem.
He had glasses and a hat. Oh. He was like, this will not stand.
Sounds like you were the problem here, Chris.
He also dressed like an exorcist.
There can only be one.
He got the girl.
I hope he got shanked in prison.
That guy's in jail. Like, Chris Ranji, that guy sucks.
That guy's stupid. I
remember his first and his last name.
Chris Ranji.
I'll tell you, he's the only kid. I did that summer camp for 2 summers, and he's the only kid whose first and last name I remember. The only one. Because I wanted him dead.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 149.
Did you hear that they might be selling their catalog?
Yes.
And it'd be $1 billion. That's what the price tag is, Queen.
Why wouldn't you do it? And you're only going to live so long. They're all in their 70s.
Yeah, right. Why wouldn't you?
Do it.
I think the one that was next highest to that was Springsteen, which was like $550 million.
Do you think whoever buys it gets their money out of it? It just doesn't seem like you would.
What do you mean? Like, if Springsteen sells it, does he get the money?
No. Like,
I got it back.
Like, okay, Buick wants to use Born to Be Wild, and they pay me $50. Yeah, yeah, who knows?
I guess it's just the licensing fees would be the only way, or if you just have that much money and you think it's cool, I don't know. That's a good point, though.
I own my catalog. Like, when I signed my last few contracts, I made sure that I owned them. And so if you go to my garage right now, in the corner are about 1,000 CDs of my show.
Of the show.
What do you think I could get for that? Queen goes for $1 billion?
I don't know. Somebody might buy it.
Thanks, hon.
I mean, you never know. Everything has a price. It may not be what you want, but somebody would buy it.
Chris told us the name, which I shall not dox this guy because I saw his picture. We looked him up.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the pic.
The 11-year-old who Chris wished dead. And it is the... Look, if we ever get interns again, I'm going to name an intern that name. It is the best fake sounding name I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see a picture of him as a kid or an adult?
As an adult.
Oh. Mm. Did he grow up to what you think he'd be?
Yeah, come on.
He grew up to what I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
I need to see it.
That kid, he's got prison tattoos. I'm sure of it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure of it.
Do you know what he went away for?
No. Somebody said that he did. That they looked him up and they saw that he was in jail.
That's not what I was expecting. He looks like a criminal.
What were you picturing?
Messy hair, maybe like freckles. I don't know. Glasses.
Wait, did you find a kid? A kid photo?
Like a little rascal.
Yeah, like a grown-up little rascal.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this kid had a mullet back when mullets were way out. You know how they kind of came back for a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
All the kids are getting mullets.
Kind of bully you even though you were older?
No, he was just a little... He would misbehave and I couldn't get him to stop and he was just doing like...
Okay, but this is a serious question. At that point in time, didn't you think, well, maybe it's the parents' fault, not this
kid's fault? Of course. Well, no, but I'm like 16 years old. I just wanted to kill him. Yeah. Hated that kid.
Were you a good little kid, like at 11?
Of course. I never got in trouble.
For real?
Never.
What about when you gaslit the girl into thinking you were Bubble Boy?
Well, that was just awesome.
You know, this
but I didn't get in trouble for this.
Please tell it in 60 seconds.
So I was on the, you know how I used to talk to people on the phone instead of texting them?
Yeah.
So I was talking to her on the phone. I was in high school and I had this little plastic jar for some, I was messing around
like
with
cheese
it.
Puffs cheese,
cheese puffs. Old cheese puffs. Uh-huh. And so it kind of moved by the phone and it made this echo and I had this idea. Oh my gosh, I know what I'm going to do. And then I told her to hang tight for a second because I had to do something. And then I put the thing over the phone and it's echoing and she's like, "Where are you? Why does it sound like that?" And I said, I have a my immune system's not very good, and I have to get in a plastic bubble every night to go to sleep.
And you wanted to go out with this girl?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know if you thought that was going to work.
I was wasting her time. And she's like, what? You have to get in a bubble? I'm like, yeah, it's a whole thing because I'll get sick if I don't.
At night,
he would
go to school.
You are messed up.
I'd go to school, interact with 100 people,
and then get in a bubble at night.
Yeah, at my parents' house.
Didn't put that together,
right?
Yeah, the bubble was at night. The only time he's actually alive.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wouldn't this be more useful throughout the day? Totally.
How did you get found out?
She brought it up to somebody that knew me. And they were like,
couldn't foresee that coming.
And I remember telling her, don't say anything to anybody. It's embarrassing. And she went to, so really this is on her, because she went to somebody and told them, and I specifically told her not to.
Yeah. She violated my trust.
Yeah.
You are messed up.
And they said, no, he doesn't.
He just hates 11-year-old kids.
Well, she didn't know that then.
He just wishes them dead.
Yeah. Just this one. Not all the 11-year-olds.
Weird, Ranji.
Why? Because that kid was a jerk?
Well, I think it was the bubble story.
Yeah. I'll just let that sit. Everybody think about it.
Did you have an end game or you just didn't care?
No, I didn't have an end game. I didn't think it through.
Shocking.
I had an idea in the moment and I ran with it. And I thought it was pretty good at the moment.
I'm not above doing that, but I would have had it all planned out.
Nah.
How you could get some sympathy or possibly a date from where is this going?
What's the most cellophane I can buy?
A dog doesn't know what to do when it catches up with the ambulance, right? That was me.
I think it's just a car. I think litigators chase
ambulances. Yeah, ambulance.
I don't know.
Well, the sirens go off and the dog runs after it.
It's like when a cat chases the ice cream man.
You know what? I'm not telling you guys anything else about my life.
Oh, darn.
Trish, go away. Why are you here? I love you.
Please don't leave.
Just let him keep going.
Yeah, just keep digging the hole.
I love you. I'm a bubble boy.
That kid sucks. He's an adult man now. I hope he's in jail. Still.
You better hope he's in jail.
Yeah, seriously.